Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
And Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Their annual meeting is this Saturday. A live feed, a live stream, if you will, beginning at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Now, register in person or by phone at the local office. Why do you need to register? It's a live stream, right? Well, when you do, your name is entered into a drawing for various giveaways. More information at mte.com/annual meeting. Today, our focus is on Murfreesboro City Schools, and joining us today is Lisa Trail. Lisa has... How many years is this for you now, Lisa, with the city system?
Huh, good question. I'm going to go, I'm in the teens.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which one, maybe 13, 14?
I thought so.
I have to think about that, yeah.
It's crazy how fast time really flies by. I'm working on 15 and a half full-time here back at the station, so it just... really is amazing how quickly things pass, but you seem to have found your passion in Murfreesboro City Schools. It's kind of hard not to find all kinds of great things to talk about. So that just makes your job a lot easier, I would think.
It really, really does. We have such a good district.
So part of what makes things go so well within the school district is the work of the foundation. And for folks who maybe are unsure or unfamiliar that Murfreesboro City Schools has the City Schools Foundation, maybe talk a little bit about what the foundation is, how it got started, and all of that kind of thing for us first.
Sure. So the City Schools Foundation supports all of Murfreesboro City Schools. So think of it as one large PTO with a purpose of supporting our school district. That is the most simplified way of doing it. We really focus on putting dollars in the hands of teachers in the forms of grants. So our grants are open right now for teachers to apply for. So teachers will get, they'll apply for grants of what they need, either in their classroom or across their school. Sometimes it's by grade level, so it may be like a fifth grade grant, music, PE. So it's all aspects of it. And really taking on some of those larger projects that the teachers feel would be really enhance their day-to-day education and teaching experience. So last year we gave out, I think, around $80,000 in grant funding to teachers. We watched those grants be put in action immediately. So right now our grants will close. Our grants, you know, the grant opportunity for teachers to request grants will close in September, but we will actually award those dollars in October. So they can look for immediate, they're asking for the grade that's in front of them, and they will have the dollars to go ahead and fund those projects. And it ranges. I mean, it really does range. Music, sometimes it's new musical equipment. A lot of science and technology. It seems like we always either are funding a butterfly garden or a chicken. We laugh about our chickens, our hatcheries. That is part of the sciences and part of the curriculum in our grade level. So awesome to have this group of individuals to really come together and very strongly. Our foundation started about 16 years ago. They've given about almost $1.5 million back into our schools. And a lot of those are those ASA projects. So, you know, you think about it and go, oh, is this a great idea? Let's see, but we don't want to use tax dollars to do that. And then you fund it for one school and then you see, oh, yes, this really, really works. You know, probably in the 7-8 years ago, we were doing a lot of the clear touch boards, a lot of those really in right. early stage boards that are called smart boards. And now that's just kind of what every school has, every classroom. That's one of the things that they said, okay, this works so well. We're going to put that in our buildings. And when we built Salem, every room had that smart board already because that's the teaching of today and in the future.
And that just helps to get some of the schools that have been around 50, 60, 70 years, you know, the buildings, you know, the technology there as well. And I would think that teachers probably dream a lot about, boy, this would, I would love to have this in my classroom, but it's not attainable sometimes, especially with the price of some of the technology. But this allows them to do a little dreaming and, you know, apply for grants. And a lot of times there's got to be some very tough decisions that are made by somebody too about what yeah. awards to grant.
Well, it's all confidential, so it's anonymous. The board that scores the grants, they do not know where the grants are coming from. They don't know what teacher, and they don't know what school. So it's a very much an unveiling whenever we count down and say, okay, well, here's the schools who received the grants, and here's the teachers who received the grants. But like last year, we did, I think we were probably maybe at 12 of the 13 schools received grants last year. There was a couple of things that were really fun. Like Northfield did the BBOT Dashbot, which is that early computer programming for those early grade levels, the kindergarten, first, second, very, very hands-on, teaching them how to code early on. Hobgood, I believe it was Hobgood that received a, I think they actually had some stuff that went in, maybe some kitchen equipment that went into one of their special education rooms. Case and Lane had, I think they ended up with music, a lot of music there, and then stacking up some math. I remember that to be one of the grants they received. So it just kind of goes all the way around as far as it's a plethora of grants that they're asking for, and it really is about that school and that school's need and that teacher's need. So you will see, again, a lot of that music going into it because, you know, music is just one of those that goes throughout all the children, you know, it's, you're in those rooms. So it's really great to have the foundation is able to give these dollars because of either grants that are coming to us or the two fundraisers that the foundation does have. And they have one in the spring called Excellence in Education, and then they have one in the fall. And the fall one is coming up now. Last year, we went from doing a run to a tennis tournament. And so we're going to be doing a tennis tournament again this year. It's November 8th and 9th. So hopefully it'll be cool weather, but not too cold. Adams Tennis Complex and the Murfreesboro Parks and Rec are so gracious to us and allow us to use that tennis complex and really help us with this fundraiser. And so it'll be a doubles tennis tournament, and it will be on November 8th and 9th. And then we're going to add a pickleball element to it on a Sunday. So all of that information is coming out soon. But if you want to sponsor it, we are looking for sponsors now.
Well, I was going to make mention, I know it said tennis, but the hottest craze right now is pickleball. So that's going to be kind of cool.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be, the tennis will be really competitive, and we are adding some high school opportunities because that's one of the things people asked us for last year was to have some high school opportunities for that doubles. So we're doing that, but we're adding what I'm saying, pickleball will be fun. It is not going to be for any kind of ratings or rankings. So it should be a very social kind of pickleball tournament.
Yeah. And so you said that you've got this as a fundraiser, of course, Excellence in Education. And I've forgotten the third one.
Nope, that's it. That's
okay,
it.
The
we
two.
Have
I thought
fundraisers.
So. Okay.
And the other way we raise funds is through other foundations. Like Nissan just gave us a large donation that we in turn turned around and gave it right to the school for robotics. So it'll be sponsoring the robotics for Murfreesboro City Schools this year. So that is one of those things where we do act as that vehicle for other nonprofits to give us those dollars.
So just to kind of get it all straight in my mind here, for those who are listening and thinking, well, how are you doing, you know, an event in November and you're doing grants coming up in September, what you raised last year goes to this year, and what you raise this year will go to next year's grant applications. Is that how that works?
My goodness, Brian, you've been listening to me all these years. That's exactly how it works. So we are using the dollars raised from Excellence in Education for these grants right now.
And
yes.
Yeah. That was a very neat event, and honoring Andy and Cherry Womack, that, I mean, you think of education. When I was a kid, when I first started working here, Andy was so involved with just really setting education to where it is today with his work in the state Senate. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Pretty awesome event there. So who is involved in the City Schools Foundation? Is it local business leaders? Do you have teachers that are involved? I mean, what makes up the foundation's folks that really work to put these events on?
It is local business leaders mainly, and volunteers. We are always looking for new foundation members. We add our members typically in May of each year, but this year our foundation is being led by Eric Mule. He's chairing it. David Scott has been our chair for the past 3 years, and he is now past chair. Catherine Lehman, who is an attorney here in town, she's our vice chair. Kevin Pasco is our treasurer, and Tamara Gwynn is our secretary. And then we have other board members that I could go and give you all the names, but that was the executive committee that really come on board and do so much for our foundation. And they range from some have an education background. A lot don't have the education background. They just want to support the schools and the public education here in Murfreesboro.
Great stuff. And Lisa, as we get closer to this event, continue to remind us, is there a deadline to enter in the pickleball tournament or in the tennis tournament?
Don't worry, the tennis. We'll have all those deadlines coming out. We actually just had our board meeting last week, and all of the details will be sent to you hopefully this week. That's on my list to get it to you, Brian.
Okay.
And we will have the registration open it probably before the end of the month. So that has to go through the UTR program. So
gotcha.
We are working on it. We've got all the dates set. We don't have all of the registration quite open yet. So that's the reason we're doing the sponsorships first, and then we'll do the registration.
Where's the best place to get information? Is it the foundation's Facebook page? Is there a website?
Absolutely. The foundation's Facebook page is always a good page to go to. It'll also be on the City Schools website. The foundation does have a page that's on that. So all of it should be sent out by the end of this week. And so I'm just giving you a sneak peek right now.
Gotcha. So facebook.com/City Schools Foundation. And that's a good place to get you started. Or it's on cityschools.net. You can find the foundation there as well. Lisa, awesome. And it's been a good start to the school year. I think school zones are and pick up and drop off is beginning to get into a rhythm now.
Yeah, we've actually had a very smooth start to the school year. Every time I'm in a school building and talk to the principals, they're saying that, and knocking on wood at the same time, saying, hey, it's been a really easy start this year. We're fully staffed. We're just ready to go. And our kids, they're just amazing what they're learning at the age that they are. So our kindergartners did all their phase-in last week. This week, there's no phase-in. We are full on, except for pre-K, and they're still doing all their phase-in.
Yeah, and it won't be long, and we'll have, I guess, the next, let's see, there's a three-day weekend for Labor Day, so.
Labor Day, if that's what you're looking for, yeah. Yep. We already have a Labor Day weekend coming up, and we're counting down for it.
That'd be a nice little change of pace there, so.
Yes,
Lisa,
absolutely.
As always, thank you so much for being with us here this morning.
Thank you.
That is Lisa Trail joining us, the spokesperson for Murfreesboro City Schools. We appreciate her conversation this morning. City Schools Foundation is what we were talking about. Facebook.com/City Schools Foundation, or it's on cityschools.net. We're wrapping things up in a second.